than tuck, need more than luck. My mastermind can't be confined to beat my twin and score a win. I'll use my wit to benefit, to now attain. I'll need my brain at its full size in overdrive. 3.1415.
Pray tell, what's this? A mystical dark force? Or an old maid in a bizarre costume? Come, Wellred. A foggy mind will not reign supreme over preternatural unproven science.
Chimpanzee! Ooh, apologies, little girl, but don't worry. Tails go perfectly with pink dresses. Cheeseballs! Sorry, Mr. Troll. Consider it an improvement. Where is that potion to cure sneeze disease? Beauty potion number 3, giggle potion number 7, love potion number 9. The remedy for sneeze disease is fiery mold and a toad of gold. Just what I need. Horatian ode, alakazode, fiery mold and a golden toad. Chicken! Why did this chicken cross the road? That's not right. You should be a golden toad. Wait! Choo-choo train! Sorry! Chipmunk! Mea culpa! Chimichanga!
Could an impaired conjurer like this prevail as something most wonderful? With that sneeze, Sunny Sky could be transformed into a princeless frog. There are undoubtedly an abundance of more suitable reaches in this enchanted greenwood. Off I go to further seek them! Yes? You may address me.
Oh, patient prince, been searching since we saw you last.
You're unsurpassed.
Seems only you will have a clue
to crack a nut. We're in a rut.
Please take some time, make reason rhyme.
Take time to try and don't deprive.
3.1415.
Prince, we are building a contraption and need someone with your vast and supreme knowledge to make it work.
I am quite a bounty of brains, if I do say so myself. But I am otherwise engaged at the moment, in pursuit of my impending engagement.
But, Prince, it is at the request of the king, for the festival.
Well, what is the conundrum?
The king demanded a machine that can somehow restore our cucumber crops.
Intriguing.
A perpetual motion machine. We started with this weighted wheel.
Ha! Lesser minds have been attempting that since before the 12th century.
Do you think we could use magnets?
Or wind?
No. Any machine of that nature would break the first and second laws of thermodynamics.
Ooh, tell us more.
Well, first, energy cannot be created nor destroyed in an isolated system.
Fascinating!
And second, the total entropy of an isolated system can never decrease with the passage of time.
Never?
Well, under our current laws of physics, of course. But most men have diminutive and feeble brains that will never appreciate the finer points of friction, entropy, and the conservation of energy. In fact, I've already contemplated this complex complication, and I can assure you that it is a futile exercise.
No!
Actually, this is also inconsistent with the laws of quantum mechanics.
But, Prince, by my calculations...
Begone! I have much more pressing matters to attend to!
I must vamoose to please produce the price I seek with my technique.
Before you go, can you please show the answer best?
I take my leave to go achieve my treasured prize. I aim to thrive.
3.1415.